Multimedia Men podcast number 38. 38 weeks. Oh, Multimedia Men. We're all here, minus Gadi Elkhan, who says that he's sick. But
I think he's got the plague.
We saw Adam and Andrew Conway, who are both here, as well as myself, Brian Kluger, saw him yesterday eating lunch, and he was perfectly fine.
But what did he eat?
The same thing we all ate.
Was it the buffet?
It wasn't food poisoning. Yes. He just said he's sick.
Yeah, so. He just said he woke up with a sore throat. So he could have,
he did say sore throat.
Yeah.
So it had nothing to do with
food. Gadi, we're not ready to believe you.
The jury's still out on Gadi's illness.
Yes, it is. We took a week off last week to regroup and have a vacation. Now it's almost July. It's June 29th.
Crazy.
Almost, the year's half gone, and we're all still together.
Every week you're so surprised.
I know. Very surprised. Every week.
You really are.
Do you want to break up with us, or do you feel insecure
that
we're going to break up
not
with
not insecure.
You?
I'm just ready to call quits.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Susan and I are spinning it off.
Yeah. Spinning off.
Multimedia ladies.
We're
madams.
Madams. We're happy to have Susan with us now. Is this your fourth week or fifth week?
I think it's my fifth.
Fifth week? Ooh. 5 weeks? Oh. And you're still with us?
I can't believe it.
You see? See?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe we keep inviting Brian back to this.
I know right?
Let's just get rid of the dead
can't
weight.
Believe
dead weight now.
I know.
We have gotten house. Feedback from our one fan, Brian. Just to
the one, our one fan that
yeah,
I'm out. Happen.
Yeah, Chris Ward does not like Brian.
Let's hear the Gadi Hoffman story.
Oh yeah, so first off, we are the Multimedia Men and Ladies, and we're with Adam Conway of the Angelica Film Center blog, right?
The Angelica Society.
What
Angelical.
Is it? What is
it's
it?
A, it's just an Angelica blog.
The Angelica blog, but people need to know it's a film
right.
center, right?
We are a film center.
And Gwen Reyes with Fresh Fiction
yes.
TV.
All.
And you can see her on Channel 8, WFAA, okay. talking about...
Every week.
She's the literary expert.
I know, isn't that crazy? I love
the only one I know.
I love that the expert is in my title.
Yeah.
I had my first experience with Real News this week where I got bumped, I got cut from my segment because of the weather.
Well, there was probably bad weather.
Yeah. It was, I sat in the back of a real, I sat behind a curtain, it was very uncomfortable.
So... Awesome.
I was honest for the day.
And Susan Kamyab with Irvine Community Television and thischicksflix.com.
Yep.
And Andrew Conway, who you can hire him to film or produce or direct any TV or
just
movie.
Just porn.
He's filming.
Is that what you do porn on the side to like
That's
to,
the name
fund,
of my company.
To fund your
porn
your
on
other,
the side.
Porn on the side.
And you can follow us, Gwen. And possibly Susan will be live tweeting this.
I love that
this podcast.
You give this to the girls to do. Ladies, you guys do
What's
all
a tweet?
The.
What's a tweet?
Because Adam doesn't go on social media.
Huh? What social media?
Exactly.
Adam's on Instagram now.
Yeah.
Hooray! His first picture was Alibaba's
Saturday.
Oh, I
see. That's hilarious.
That was pretty good.
You're like really into that.
You got a problem with that?
I know.
Alibaba's, if you listen,
Alibaba's
please sponsor us. We promote you.
All the time, so.
You should.
Adam
totally
would be there every day of the week if he could.
I would demand a table. They should
have. A plaque with his name on
it. And so Gwen, our literary expert, Gwen, came in today and has a psychotic hatred for. An actress known as Gadi Hoffman. She could be seen. Is it The Man Without a Face with Mel Gibson when she was really young?
Now and then.
Feel the Dreams.
We're gonna
feel
say
dreams.
Now and then because and then. That's what caused my whole experience with Gadi Hoffman.
But Gadi Hoffman was also in the recent season of Girls. She was
movie,
Adam Driver's
an obvious,
sister.
And she's obvious. Child. She's an obvious child. Yeah. She's also, which is actually a delightful role for her. I didn't hate her in that one.
Oh, I love
her.
Movie.
And she's also starring in the new Amazon TV show called Transparent.
Okay.
Which
yes.
is about,
with
she
Jeffrey
plays a daughter who's kind of like a little failure to launch, and she plays the daughter of a man who decided that he is going to become a woman.
Yes, Jeffrey Tambor. Yeah. So you came in and you were just like, I fucking hate Gadi Hoffman. Do you really fucking hate Gadi Hoffman?
I didn't want to say that I hated her.
Do you hate her?
I don't know her enough to hate her, but I do know for a fact that anytime I see her on screen, I black out. enraged. So
why is that?
Okay. So a few years ago, I was at South by Southwest, and I went to the 21 Jump Street party. So that'll put it about the right time.
Was she in 21 Jump Street?
She was not. But it was just like, it was the summer that, so 21 Jump Street was coming out. It was the year that also Girls was about to launch. So Girls had been at South by Southwest doing the 3-episode arc. And so that's this party, and like there was Channing Tatum, and there was like Judd Apatow, and like other famous people that I didn't see at the time. And behind me, so I'm with my friend, and behind me is this tall brown-haired woman who looked just like any other hipster in Austin, so I didn't even recognize her. Turns out, as my friend who was with me, she was like, "Is that girl from Now and Then? Is that what's her name?" I was like, "Abby." I was like, "Abby Hoffman." Her name is Abby Hoffman, and I was like, "Yeah, yeah, that's her." And so we turn around and we're like, "I'm sorry to interrupt you. Are you Abby Hoffman?" And she's like, "Abby Hoffman is dead. I'm Gabby Hoffman." So you could tell that this was already going down. And I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. We're huge fans of Now and Then, and you were so great in that." And she's like, "A lot of girls your age say that." I'm like, "Bitch, you're the same age as me. Like, we are not that much different." So then I'm like,
"They're both 50.
Okay. Yeah, we're both 60. So then I'm like, "Okay." And my friend who's with me, she's like, "Oh, I also loved you in 200 Cigarettes," and starts quoting lines that Gabby Hoffman had said back to her. And she just was just like not having any of it. She did not care. She was just like fucking over it. And I mean, he was just like crushing. And then finally, at the end of it, after my friend decides to stop speaking for 5 seconds, Gabby Hoffman is like, "Okay, well, this has been nice. We're going to go now." And literally just takes a step back. We're still standing in the same space. Just takes a step back. And I was like,
I would cry.
Feel like you deserved it.
I didn't deserve shit, man. I think it would have been a nice, you know, you're at a party and someone actually recognizes you. Like, clearly you still want to be working in this industry.
I recognize you from Channel 8.
Yeah, I would never be like, "Okay, well, I'm going to go now," and just take a step back. And then that was also the same night that, what's the fat dude in 21 Jump Street? Jonah Hill shoved a finger in my face.
He shoved a finger in
your face? Yeah, he told me, "1 second," and I was like, "Who the hell are you?"
He was rude to you?
Yeah, you know who wasn't rude? Judd Apatow.
Wait, but was he rude whenever you did the Moneyball thing?
No, I didn't do Moneyball.
Oh.
So this was, because this was like a private party sort of thing, so people were just hammered. And Jonah Hill came rolling
was he
in.
Drunk?
He was super drunk. And he came rolling in with like a whole bunch of like Playboy sort of like stripper looking girls. And he and Channing Tatum had like a hug him out moment. And I was just like. So that's my story of why.
And I'm sticking to it.
So are you willing?
Abby Hoffman is dead. Gabby Hoffman. I will never forget that.
Are you willing to forgive her?
I hate everything that she does. When I see her in a movie, I am like, nope, totally not on board with this. Because also, I've read articles where she was interviewed with Vulture right after she did Girls. And she just sounds insufferable. Mm-hmm. She's just like, "I know, I just love to live in my little apartment in Brooklyn with my urban farm. And we don't really have, like, any sort of electricity in there. I just really love to live like an Amish person." Fuck you. Hater.
Got her to say it.
Did you say fuck you or I hate it?
Both. Because she said she was not going to say that. But if you poke the Gwen a little bit, the rage comes out.
That's my story.
Excellent. So we'll try to have Gabby Hoffman on the podcast soon.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And we can bring this all up.
Yeah, we can talk it out.
Talk it out, good. So you're willing to live and let live. Live and let die.
I'm willing to hear her side of the story. Hear why she doesn't like fans.
This literary expert came up and just all of smut. Well, moving on, we're going to do something different today. We've tried a brainstorm of some new and exciting segments for you guys or our one listener.
Gabby Hoffman.
And we're going to do, instead of a top three this week, we're going to play a game that you all probably know called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I love playing this game with my parents.
Do you? No. So do you do it with like the kids? Fuck, marry, kids, us.
Yeah. I try to bring a little Jamie Lannister.
Yeah. Always a little. Susan hasn't seen Game of Thrones, so she's very.
I know that there's incest in there.
That's right up your alley, right?
Yeah. I mean, I like the Flowers and Addict.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play. If you don't know the game Fuck, Marry, Kill, it's basically you pick three people and you pick which ones you want to marry, which ones you want to kill, and which ones you want to fuck. So it's always fun. So when people came into the podcast this morning, I said, Fuck, Marry, Kill, the Holy Trinity. And everybody said the same thing. Mm-hmm. So they're all very religious here. So we're gonna play Fuck, Marry, Kill. Maybe somebody will tweet Fuck, Marry, Kill. Who? But we're gonna do it with your film and TV characters. So characters, so not the actors or actresses, but Fuck, Marry, Kill the characters. And I will go first. Good. So what do y'all want to hear first? You want to hear marry, kill, or fuck? What do you want to hear first?
Let's do marry, fuck, kill.
Marry, fuck, kill. All right, I'm gonna marry Chris Parker from Adventures in Babysitting. Played by Elizabeth Shue.
So you're only doing one?
What do you mean? No, I'm going to do them all. Okay. Then we'll go. We have Mary, Chris Parker from Adventures in Babysitting, because she could babysit really well, and she could drive a car and escape from bad guys and sing the blues. All in one movie.
I love it, like, driving a car is, like, total marriage material.
She, yeah. In downtown Chicago? Of course. I'm going to fuck Joan from Mad Men.
Nice. I like that.
And then I will kill Nurse Ratchet from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She's a horrible, horrible woman. She was responsible for Jack Nicholson's
fuck
death.
Fuck her first and kill her, right?
No, I'll just kill her. She doesn't deserve the good stuff. So those are my fuck, marry, kills. Chris Parker, Joan, and Nurse Ratchet.
Do you have any runners up?
I don't have any runners up. I don't have any runners up.
This is like
up.
The fastest game ever.
I mean, Bruce Campbell would be maybe fuck and marry for me, but.
Yeah. And then kill
that,
him?
No, I won't kill him. Like, he's amazing.
In 68.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Erotic 68.
All right.
With his dick.
Let's both just hang with belts and arms.
Susan.
I don't know my kill yet.
So, I'll go. Start. Okay, you'll go? I'll go. Andrew.
Yeah. I don't know if
fuck, sure. Mary, kill.
So, I wanted. Yeah, there's too broad. So, I went with. Let's see, I'm going to go with Disney characters that I'd like to.
Just want to destroy.
Mary, oh, that's a good way to.
Definitely, I'm going to kill Aurora because I care less about
who's Aurora?
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, she's my favorite princess only because that's my favorite Disney.
Yeah, Mount and Maleficent. Wait, yeah. Ruined. That for me. Mary, I'm definitely going to marry Belle from Beauty and the Beast because, you know, she can fall for a beast.
I watched Beauty and the Beast the other day. Belle is such high maintenance.
What?
Annoying woman. Just constantly just wants to learn and read and just, she does not want to be.
She
only, yeah.
Like, talks a lot.
Yeah, she does. Man. Gaston's just kind of like.
I'll make her, yeah.
Syndrome thing. She's like, I'm totally
perfect.
In love
so
with my
first.
She's just like, I don't want to just be in the kitchen all day. And I'm like, that's where you belong.
Well, not if you have like, a bunch of not if you have a bunch of servants making the tea. So.
Sure.
And then definitely fuck tie between Ariel and Jasmine.
No Jessica Rabbit?
At the same time. No.
Jessica Rabbit's not really
Disney. Yeah, really Disney, but.
Yeah.
Ariel as a mermaid.
Ariel? Ariel's a salmon.
Fish top.
Ariel's a fish.
I think she's got a hole there.
I don't know. She's one hole for everything. Yeah. So,
the cloaca or something like that.
Yeah.
Would you fuck her as a mermaid or would you fuck her as.
With legs.
With no voice.
If I had an option.
Mermaid.
Gosh.
Legs? True. No, I said, you know,
no voice. I mean, come on. That's what everybody wants. Just, God, I don't have to hear anything.
Hi, Claire.
I'm being so horrible right now.
You just made yourself uncomfortable, Brian.
Like, I am.
You're like, oh my God, I'm disgusting. We just learned what Brian's limit is. Silence. duct tape over a girl's mouth, apparently.
Oh, man.
You should watch that Warren Jeffs Lifetime movie.
Oh, my God. I recorded it yesterday. I can't wait. It's by far the most disturbing
one. What is it?
Have you seen... there's another Mormon one. Escape from Polygamy.
Have you seen this one?
It's so good.
This one was bad. I mean... It's all he says is how he's like, you need to teach your wife to be an obedient wife. Like, that's all, that's what Escape from
looks like. He sounds like what he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah? Is that how you treat your wife?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're so lucky that Claire doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah. I like how you went, cartoon with it. All right, Gwen, are you ready?
I don't have my kill yet, which is sad. But
Susan,
okay.
Do you have your kill?
Yeah,
Susan goes.
It's hard for me to say a kill. Okay, my kill is... Well, we're not starting with kill.
Well, who you hate?
Oh, starting with Mary?
You,
it's Mary Kill. Kill.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Mary? Okay, Mary Jim Halpert.
From the office. Which one?
Played by...
Which one?
Two.
Oh. No, that was Tim.
We know you're going for the U.S. office, but
of course,
he's trying to...
John Krasinski. Okay, that's who I want. Because
Martin Freeman was the U.K. office.
So you like him a lot.
I love him.
You like that smirk?
Yes, I love that smirk. I'll take that smirk all day.
Look at the camera.
I'll take that smirk all day.
Yeah. He's the most... He's normal. He's not like trying to... Oh, you know what? No. I take it back. Right now, at this very moment...
Dwight.
Creed.
No. I do like Jim. If not Jim, though, Max from Obvious Child.
Oh, he warmed her butter, guys. He warmed her butter.
He's such a normal. I just like.
I have no idea what
that
reference is, but
so you like normal characters? Have you dated like crazy people in the past?
I've dated guys that
would never warm my butter.
No, well, they
never even think to open my door.
So wait a second.
It's really hard to
when you say
find a guy that just does something like for you or just something really simple. Like a lot of guys,
that's called being thoughtful.
Every guy I date does the same routine. I know they've done this routine with thousands of other girls. They try to talk about their money and they talk about their jobs and they're like, they whatever. They compliment. It's just, it feels like a routine. It doesn't feel like they're with
they
me.
They compliment me. Ugh.
No, they don't even compliment you. They don't compliment, they find something like, oh, your brown hair is really nice.
Yeah,
it's not
a compliment to be like, I'm sorry, like, yes, it's nice to hear you're pretty or whatever, but it's not like, you say that to every girl. Like,
so when you say warm your butter,
you have great thumbs.
What do you mean?
Have you been, okay, so
I've done unique stuff before. Like,
no, so in the movie, in Obvious Child,
I haven't seen it, though.
They're having a date. Like he, and you guys have seen it, right?
I didn't see it.
So I don't think anyone's
it's
seen
great.
It.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's
so
good. It's on my
so
list.
They're having a dinner date, and she takes him to her favorite Italian restaurant, and he they get the bread. And he's like, takes a pat of butter, holds it in his hand. Like, not even acknowledging it. Takes
a pat
of butter, holds it in his hand, and hands it to her. And she's like, did you just warm my butter? And he's like, it's a thing you do. It's a fucking thing you do. He doesn't try hard. That's what I like. I don't like it when guys are trying to be something they're not.
I would also put in that category Officer Rose from Bridesmaids.
Oh, he's one too.
Yeah,
that's a perfect one. See, this is a theme I'm going with.
Yeah.
Jay, all right. Max, those guys. I'll marry all of them. But
okay.
I'll pick Max right now because I just saw I took Katie to see Obvious Child on.
So over Jim Halpert.
And he played, fun story, that actor played new Jim on The Office because he came in as like the new wave.
Oh,
Jim.
He was technically like they were calling him new Jim.
Yeah,
new Jim.
That's all true. Right. He was in The Office. So. Yeah, I'll pick Max from Obvious Child.
All right,
Mary.
Cool.
And then fuck Chuck Bass from Gossip
nice.
Girl.
Good pick.
He is, I bet he'd be good. I don't need to marry him, I just need to fuck him.
Just one? A couple times.
You want to go, I'll take you on the Bass family plane.
Oh, I'll really, let's have a
whole adventure.
Weekend in the Hamptons or whatever. And then, I guess kill, it's hard for me. Because every, evil character has redeeming qualities, usually. But I picked Oliver from the OC, if anybody watched the OC.
Oh,
first season of the OC. Okay, I know, it's
what
really...
to say.
First season though, he was the best season, but
was
there was
really
this
good.
there was a character and there's
I
not one
Oliver.
There was not one redeeming quality. I remember the entire time I wanted to stab him in his face. I hated him so much. And
what show did he go on to next? He dyed his hair like blonde.
He was in.
Was he blonde on that?
It was it was Hidden Palms. He went on to Hidden Palms, and now he's very adorable. He used to be on Vegas. No, that was my first time.
Was he on the mountain?
He's on another show.
So why would you kill him? Just because he's a dick?
He was like evil. He was psychotic. He was ruining Ryan and Marissa. Like you just everything, and he was annoying. He almost was kind of a bad actor in the show too. Like the whole time.
I liked him on Hidden Palace.
He was on that Disney Channel see. Movie too, Phantom of the Megaplex. Oh man,
Phantom of the Megaplex. That was one I actually watched about 30 minutes. That movie. That was one of the worst movies I think.
It
I've
was
seen
not good. It wasn't a good.
BuzzFeed did a top 40 best Disney movies.
I didn't agree with their like one and two were in their rightful places, but their like
High School Musical, I'm sure. Is
like seven.
Number one was Xenon, and number two was Brink, and those two are. In that order with
Xenon, wow.
Perfect.
Yeah. Alien, child.
But then I'd say three should have been Johnny Tsunami and four should have been, or Wish Upon a Star. Sorry, we're getting into that.
We're off topic now, guys.
We are. So,
is it the ice skating? Is it ice skating?
No, it was the roller skating.
Hey, yeah, it was a badass film. With, had the Black Power Ranger in it, guys.
With the three names. The kid with the three names. That never went on to do anything.
Zachary Johnson Taylor Thomas?
No, he was in Princess Diaries.
I know
Eric Von
Detten.
There you go.
Cool. All right. Adam, fuck, marry, kill. Movie, TV characters.
Oh, so hard.
That's what she said.
I would fuck probably Hermione Granger.
I'm sure many guys would.
Also,
from the first one or the last one?
Yeah, from the first movie or the last one?
The first one. Those are so my favorite.
I love her when they're 12.
Gross, Adam.
It just got pedophilia in here.
Slash, I would like the also Lizbeth from
what?
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, Lizbeth.
She's probably crazy.
That's the fuck one.
Yeah.
Okay. So two of them.
Kind of like to fuck
Chloe Moretz from Kick Ass.
No.
Hey, girl.
She's not. I mean.
Okay.
That was
fuck.
So. So Mary, I would do Gwen Stacy from Amazing Spider-Man / Mila Kunis's Rachel from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Those are good
choices.
Those
are really good choices.
Very good.
And then kill Bella Swan from Twilight / Kristen Dunst
good.
In general.
Not Kristen Dunst.
No, Kristen Stewart.
Sure, yeah.
In general. So
I think
Kristen Dunst too.
We do the best kill just there. Like I
all
of us.
I had Belle on my list too is for kill, but I was like, we're
yes.
still white as Kristen Stewart.
Thank God she's not going to be in the next one.
That would be awkward because
well,
they
had always wanted to just make it the Huntsman movie. They're all in there. Like,
yeah, we're totally going to bring
it in. I also had Gemma Arterton on my list, but I couldn't really decide the movie.
The killer for
her? Oh, no, just
sleep with her.
That's fine.
The one where she's raped and like,
she could just be your fluffer.
Yeah,
the one I would rape. The rape's another one, right? Mary, fuck, kill, rape. Rape?
Yeah,
that's Brian's list.
Yeah, rape, and rape.
And
he's
like the cast of Sallow.
Jesus Christ. Gwen, fuck, marry, kill.
I don't know one person.
So my theme, I went with an evil theme, like men that I
that you make you angry or
no that are like villains.
Oh.
So Mary, I would marry Michael Corleone from The Godfather.
Jafar's
not on my list. Because I always love that house and I love oranges and spaghetti. And power.
So for his.
So I would do Michael Corleone. I would fuck Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones without even thinking about it.
Would you let,
fucking
he's
love
awesome.
His crazy eyes.
Would you let Reed watch?
Would you let Reed watch
in the corner?
Yeah. I would totally let Reed watch.
And then he'll go fillet a guy right there.
Yeah, it'd be so hot. Like, I'm going to be killing somebody.
Did you say fillet?
Yeah.
We'll go fillet a fishy guy.
And then I would do kill Jeffrey Dahmer as played by Jeremy Renner in the film Dahmer. Because he was, but also really sexy.
I did not know that he played that.
So I did a whole, like, sexy, creepy.
What about that Lifetime movie with Rob Lowe as the creepy senator?
Senator? It just sounds like any Rob Lowe.
He
also played the creepy like cop.
Yeah. And he played didn't he play Scott Peterson?
Yeah, he was Scott Peterson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's like Rob Lowe.
Which is funny
as another creepy guy. I don't like
I think movie. that casting was really they really should have had Dean Cain play Scott Peterson.
What about the Craigslist
killer?
Dean Cain
did play something.
Yeah, and he's played I don't
he was something like in Lifetime where he killed his wife.
What about the Craigslist killer guy? It was in Greek.
Oh yeah. I couldn't. That was creepy.
I miss Cappy.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah,
well,
Randy
that is,
Bolton is my favorite one. Guys.
That is our fuck, marry, kill, our first segment of that. We hope to do that many more times.
Yes.
Please let us know on our Facebook page or our Twitter page what your fuck, marry, kills are for TV film characters. And find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Fuck,
yeah.
Marry, kill.
And rape.